Parshas Vayeshev, in the middle of the parsha, Kapitel Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayoy Meloi, and Yaakov tells Yosef, Lech no rei eshloim achecha. Please go see about the shloim achecha. Parshas, see how your brothers are doing, if they're okay. Find out how the tzayin are doing and return. Give me, send back word so I know what's going on. Okay. So Yaakov sends Yosef into the lion's den. Yaakov, you would assume at this point, knows. The pasuk said before, "Vayikanu boyecha ve'aviv shama es hadavar." You know, Yosef had these dreams, how the older brothers are going to bow down to him. At this point in time, you would think that Yaakov is well aware that the brothers are not exactly fond of Yosef. So they send Yosef away from him to go check on how the brothers are doing. Sounds a little bit scary. What is Yaakov doing? What was Yaakov thinking when he sent Yosef? And we're going to make the kasha much, much stronger. He goes a little bit further in Pasuk Chof Tes. The Pasuk says, Vayoshu Ruven al Abor, Vihine en Yosef Abor. Ruven returned to the bar, the pit, and behold, Yosef wasn't in the pit. Vayikra Aspigadav, and he ripped his clothing. Ruven was distraught. Yosef was no longer in the pit. Yosef was sold already. Where was Ruven? Vayoshu Ruven. Ruven returned. Where was Ruven when they sold him? What happened? Rashi says, "Vayoshav Ruvain, uba mechiras elay hayesham." Ruvain was not at the mechira of Yosef. Shehegiya yoymar leilech ulisham meshes aviv. Quoting the Brachas Rabbah, it was Ruvain's turn to go be meshamish to his father. Now, let's think about this. One second. Ruvain's turn to be Mishamish's father. What does that tell us? That the brothers all took turns being Mishamish their father. So it sounds like they had a system where they were all away from their father, but they would constantly have one brother come and go. As you have Reuven, let's say, would take, I don't know, a week or a day, whatever it was, doesn't tell us what the system was, but Reuven would take a certain amount of time. He would then go return to the brothers, and then Shimon would go, and then Levi would go, and so on and so forth. It was Reuven's turn. So Reuven's turn was to be with his father, and when he returns from his father, behold, Yosef is already sold. Question. Why does Yaakov need to send Yosef to go check on the brothers? There's always a brother with him. Reuven left, another brother came, so you can ask Shimon, how is everything? Shimon, like Reuven came, someone was before Reuven, when Reuven came, how is everything? Why is he sending Yosef into the lion's den to see a Shleim Achecha when he can ask the son, his Yaakov can ask his own son, who's coming anyways, to be Mishamashim, to find out what's going on with the brothers? It's a Pella. If you think about this kasha, it's Mamash Pella. What was Yaakov thinking? And the Pasuk said before, he sent them to see Shleim Achecha. Why does he have to go send them Shleim Achecha? He could find out from a different son. Chasam Sefer says, it says in the Pasuk, V'Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bono ki ben zikunim hu loy. V'asa loy k'seinis pas. Yaakov loved Yosef from all the children. He was a ben zekunim, he was the youngest child, which he wasn't, the younger was the youngest, everyone asked, but that's what the pasuk says. And he made him ksenis pasim. Again, what was Yaakov Avinu thinking? Yaakov Avinu was going to give one of his children something that he wasn't going to give the rest of his children. Wouldn't that create jealousy and fighting within them? That doesn't seem to be a proper thing to do. Everyone's always worried to give their kids equal. Sometimes, yes, you shouldn't always give every kid equal. Certain children need different things and more help in certain areas, and you do have to try, you know, to each child. But, you know, just to give one child, oh, I'm going to give this child a fancy coat, and the rest of you, you don't need a coat. I mean, it's freezing outside, but don't worry about it. I mean, web shop. So Chasam Sofer says that Yaakov is actually trying to accomplish the other thing, exact opposite. The Gemara in Shabbos and the Kuf Mem Beis on Beis says that Talmidei Chachamim of Bavel, they had nice clothing. The Gemara explains that Talmidei Chachamim of Bavel were not so great. They needed to wear nice clothing to dress them up, so to say, so they should be more important. But they inherently were not more important. The begotten they needed as a crutch to get them there, so to say. The Talmidei Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael didn't need nice clothing. So having nice clothing was really something derogatory, something negative. Yaakov Avinu knew that the Shvatim were jealous of Yosef. He knew that they saw that Yaakov learned with Yosef, and that they would think, oh, our father thinks that Yosef is greater than us. So Yaakov said, I'm going to give only Yosef tzinis pasim. What does that show? That he's the lowest. The other sons I'm not giving tzinis pasim because they're like the Talmidei Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. They don't need nice clothing. But Yosef, who's on a lower madrega, he needs tzinis pasim. That's what Yaakov's chashman was. So by giving the tzinis pasim, he was trying to resolve the issue of the jealousy. Not create more jealousy, chas v'shalom. He was trying to resolve the issue. But the Shvatim saw through it. They saw through Yaakov Avinu's plan, and they knew still that Yosef was the favorite. The Baal Afik Yam says, "Mori Gibshat." And what happened with Yosef telling on the brothers? We learn that people it's a proper thing. Certainly, everyone learns the Hilchos Lashon Hara and the Chafetz Chaim. Lashon Hara, we're not allowed to tell. Lashon Hara is a terrible thing. So what happened? Yosef went and told Lashon Hara on his brothers. Pasuk says, "V'hu na'ar es b'nei bilav es b'nei zilpan eshei aviv v'yove Yosef es dibo samra al avihem." He brought dibo samra al avihem, these evil words. And then the pasuk says, "V'yisrael aves Yosef mikol b'nei kiven zekunim alav v'yisrael." And Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef. So it seems almost like Yosef was a tattletale. He spoke Lashon Hara on his brothers. And that's the reason why Yaakov Avinu loved him. V'Yisrael Ahav. What's the and, the connection? That's one of the... It says also, Kiven Zekunim Aloi. But why is he involved? Because he loved him also because he was a tattletale. Yaakov was getting good information from him. It's a little bit madna to say that you're talking about Yaakov Avinu here and Yosef HaTzadik, that was what was happening here. So the Baal Afik Yam explains. There are three criteria that you need to have in order to repeat something which would possibly potentially be called Lashon Hara, but it's not an Isser because it's a proper thing to do in certain scenarios. The Pasuk says, "Es b'nei vilha ve'es b'nei zilpa." Why does the Pasuk tell us who the brothers were? Number one. Now, the first thing you have to know is that you shouldn't go... Let's assume Yosef didn't want his brothers to do an Avera. He thought they were doing an Avera, and he didn't want them to do it. So what's the first thing you should do? Go over to your brothers. Don't go tell on them. You see someone doing something wrong, you know, go tell the teacher, the principal, their parents. Go tell them themselves. Well, go over them and say, "Listen, you're doing something bad. Don't do it." Pasuk says, "As b'nei vilav, as b'nei zilpa neshei aviv." If he would have gone to the brothers, they would have said, "Oh, you're picking on us because we're b'nei Bilhah, b'nei Zilpah. We're not sons of Rachel and Leah. Where you look at us as inferior, that's why you're telling us what to do." And they wouldn't have listened to him because of that. So Yosef fulfilled criteria number one. Criteria number two. You have to state what you saw or what happened exactly. You can't embellish even a slightest bit. Zok the Pasuk. Vayove Yosef es dibasam ra. And Yosef brought their words, dibasam. How do you bring words? What does that mean? It should have said vayomer, vayisaper. He said over their words. What is vayove? He brought the exact words. He didn't embellish. He said exactly what he saw, how he saw it. He wasn't trying to get them in trouble. He didn't make things up to make it sound more exciting. Exactly what he saw, he said over. And the final thing is that when you're saying over this quote-unquote Lashon Hara, you can't have any benefit from it. You shouldn't be doing it because you're going to get a benefit. That's not the reason why you're doing it. If you may, it's possible you might, but that's not the reason why. Zok the Pasuk, El Avihem. Yosef went and told their father. Why didn't say is El Aviv? Yaakov Avinu was also Yesh's father. It doesn't say Yesh went to tell his father. Because if it would have said Yesh went to tell his father, it would have said that Yosef wanted to get brownie points in his father, that he's helping his father out, that, oh, I'm helping you, you know, your chinuch to job on your other children. He brought it to their father. He had no intentions that he should get any suffering, that he should get anything from it. And the Pasuk says, V'Yisrael Ohav, that's Yosef, because Yisrael Yaakov Avinu saw that he came and did it in the proper way. That's one of the reasons why Yaakov realized that Yosef was godless. He wasn't walking around saying Hashem Lashon Hara, doing Yisurim and Averis by going and tattletaling. He wanted the best for his brothers. And that's the reason why Yaakov loved him. It says in the Teferes Yenison, Vayir Echav ki oise avihem mikol echav vayisnu oise vayachud avu v'sholem. The brothers saw that Yaakov loved Yosef, that they created, they continuously had. So the Teferes Yenison, Ben Shnayish, explains. It says in Vayikra Yutes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Loisisnes Achicha Bilvavecha, and then it says, Hey, Cheyach Techias Samisacha. You shouldn't keep hatred in your heart for your brother, and you should admonish your people from those in your nation, your brothers. You should admonish, Hey, Cheyach Techias, if you see someone doing an Aveira, you should go over them and say, Rabbi, you're doing an Aveira. The Rebbeinu Shnei Ivishitz explains that if a person has sin in his heart, every day it gets stronger. It's in his heart. It's stuck. How do you get it out? You go talk to the person. By dibur, by speaking, you help the words, you help the sinner. What comes along with the words is the sinner for the other person comes out. Harel Diskin says, when it says, they couldn't speak peace with Yosef, the Lashalim, that the brothers thought that Yosef hated them. And therefore, because they believed that Yosef hated them, they didn't like it, they couldn't come to peace with them because they were convinced that Yosef hated them. It says in the Shlach Kodesh, Vayava Yosef es libasam ra laviyem. Avraham Avinu wrote a sefer called Sefer Yetzirah. With Sefer Yetzirah, the Gemara tells us, in Sanhedrin, Daf Samachay, Chanina, Roshia, every Erev Shabbos, they would create an eagle, a calf that was class, it was a third, it was a perfect class, a perfect eagle, perfectly plump and moist and everything else to eat, and that's what they would eat. They would create it. Every Erev Shabbos, they would create it. Sefer Yetzirah, the Gemara says, was passed down from Avraham Avinu wrote it, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, and to the Shiftikah. So Avraham Avinu, with Sefer Yetzirah, if you had Sefer Yetzirah, you were able to create things that had gained the Goylem, Naral's Goylem, true or not, but there's a concept of Sefer Yetzirah to create things that are alive. Zokta Shlok Kodesh. The brothers had the Sefer Yetzirah. They created an animal the same way Reb Chanina and Reb Yishia did. They created an animal. And they ate it. Yosef saw them eating this animal, they didn't shecht it. It was nevela. But they were eating it without shechting it because the only time you have to shecht an animal is if it's a real animal. But if it's something that you create from Sefer Yetzirah, you create an animal, there's no din shechit on it. So Yosef thought they were doing an Avera, and the Dibosam Ra, what was the bad words that Yosef was telling his father? He told his father, I saw my brothers were eating the Vela. They were eating Eivim and Achayim. Eivim and Achayim, Vela. But they were eating from an animal that was not Shechem. That's what they were eating. But they were not doing anything wrong. Because they were allowed to eat it, whether it was nevela, whether they killed it, whether it was dead without shechita, or they ate it straight live, whatever it was, there was no problem. Ten the Tzvi Tzadik, V'yachlu dabri l'sholim. He says, he quotes a pasuk in Shmos, in Daf Lamed Beis, pasuk Yudalad. V'yinochim Hashem al ha'ra asher diber la'aseis la'amai. The Rebbein Shalom was upset at Klal Yisrael for doing the Echet Ego. And he spoke about Echet diber la'aseis la'amai. He wanted he was going to punish Klal Yisrael, and he gave them a slifa. He was merichal them. Zot Yitzhiyah Tzadik. How do you say this about the Rebbein Shalom? It's Al Shech HaKadosh. That he says is that the way that the Rebbein Shalom Ke'en was Meichel Klal Yisrael and he was able to Ke'en, Kaviyachol, calm down, was because Asher Diber L'Asa Yisrael. But Rebbein Shalom talking about what he was going to do to Klal Yisrael, that itself was what the conduit was, what created the Slicha. Unbelievable. So Tzvi Tzadik says based on this Alshach, Vayachru Dabru L'Sholim. He says is that because they didn't speak, there was no peace. That was the problem. If they would have spoken about it, and I think that's the pshat over here, if they would have spoken about it, they would have seen, this is the terrace that we have. We had a kasha. Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef. What was he sending Yosef for? He was sending Yosef not to see how they're doing. He knows how they're doing. As Rashi tells us from the Medrash, that Reuven, their brothers, took turns. He didn't need Yosef. What was he going? Lech na re'ei, to go see as shloim achecha. Go see if you can make peace with your brothers. That was what he was looking for. And how do you do it? You have to do it with dibur. The problem was that he wanted to go see. Look, lech norei, go see if you can see shleim achecha. He was saying is go talk to your brothers. Daber leyachul daber l'shalom. They couldn't speak words of shalom. A lot of times you can have someone. It can be between a husband and a wife, a parent and a child, a friend, two friends. You can get into a fight and you don't talk. I remember my father when I was a little kid. I used to always, if someone bothered me, did something to me, I would just ignore them. And you come back and you try to talk to me and you say sorry, whatever. I just wouldn't talk to you. I'm ignoring you. I'm not listening to you. I'm not talking to you. And he always said, that's the worst thing you can do. Talk it out. And as he is. And he says, he quotes the Al-Shech from the Bekein der Baruch Shalom. Yaakov wanted Yosef to go talk to his brothers. If Yosef would go talk to his brothers, Yosef would realize what they did wasn't a bad thing. They were eating from a safe yitzira animal, which was not aser. And the brothers would have realized that Yosef wasn't trying to get them in trouble. Yosef loved his brothers. He just wanted the best for them. He wanted them to be upstanding citizens to their Rebbeinu Shalom. And if he thought they were doing an avera and they wouldn't listen to him, he had no choice but to tell their father, so the father should give them musar. Don't eat Eivim and Achai. Don't eat Neveil. Don't do Averis. And if he would have just spoken, they could have had peace. And it's a very important lesson. That we always have to work on Shalom. And that's what Yaakov Avinu, Chasa Shalom, Yaakov Avinu was throwing Yosef into the lion's den. It ended up, and this is what the Rebbein Shalom wanted, and that's how the whole Yeshua came about. Yes. But Yaakov's simple chajm was, is go see if you can create peace with your brothers. Talk to them, but they wouldn't talk. The brothers wouldn't talk. Yachud Dara L'Shalem, and that's what created the whole selling of Yosef. The end of the parasha, very last pasuk. V'loizochar sar hamashkim as Yosef vayishkochei, and the sar hamashkim did not remember Yosef, and he forgot. Simple question. What does it mean? The sar hamashkim didn't remember Yosef, and he forgot him. It seems like you're repeating it. If he didn't remember him, then he forgot him. What does it mean? Le'zochar v'yishkochei. So what happened? There were dreams that the Sar Mashkim and the Sar Eifim had in prison with Yosef. The Sar Eifim, Yosef said that he's going to die. His dream said he was going to die. And the Sar Mashkim, Yosef interpreted to say that he was going to live. And that's what happened. And then Yosef told the Sar HaMashkin that when you get, you know, out because you're going to live, please remember me. Don't forget me. Try to get me out of here. And apparently the pasuk says, "Lo'izochar Sar HaMashkin Meseze Vayishkofei." Tzipora says, And it says in Kapitel Mem, Pasuk Hey, Vayachamu Chalayim Shnehem, Ish Chalayim Belayla Echad, Ish Kepistroin Chalayimui, these two, Sarah Mash and Sarah Eifme, had a dream. Hamashke Baha Eifme, the Mashke and the Eifme. Asher Melech Mitzrayim, Asher Asher Beisar, it doesn't say Sarah Mashke. The other times it says, yeah, the Sarah Mashke. Why didn't it say Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Eifogir? Zot Disipon. That at this point in time, they were thrown into jail. They both thought they were going to die. They didn't consider themselves a Sar. It wasn't until later that they got Vayar Sarah Eifim Kitoi Pasar and Sarah Eifim Suryam Yezal and Eifim Yochan Yeshash Sarah Chayalash. It was later that they became a Sar. But at this point in time, they were Miyayish. They thought everything was over. They were just thrown into prison, and they said, we're nothing, and they were like Avodim. They weren't like a Sar. The Ben Ishchai says, and it says in Kapitel 1, the Tess, Posik Beis, Vayihi Hashem Eseis, Vayihi Ish Matzliach, Vayihi Beis Adayin Lech HaMitzvah. Vayihi Hashem Es Yosef, Hashem was with Yosef, Vayihi Ish Matzliach, and Yosef was an Ish Matzliach. He says that the gematria of Yaakov is 182, which is 7 times the gematria of the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya of the Ribbono Shel Olam of Yudkei Vavkei is 26. 26 times 7 is 182, the gematria of Yaakov. Zok de Ben Ishchai, Yaakov had the Ribbono Shel Olam with him 7 days a week. The 7 Shem Havaya, each day there's a Shem Havaya with Yaakov. Ex Kenega de Zayin Sirius, El Chesed, Ruhr, Teferet, Netzach, Hoy, Yusei, the Malchus. And that's when it says in the Pasuk, gracious Chof Ches Tezvav, V'yinei Anoichi Imach U'shmarticha B'chol Asher Teilech. Imach, it says that Baruch Shem tells Yaakov, he guarantees him, I'm going to be with you. Imach, Zayin Shama, that I'm going to be with you all 7 days of the week. That's what Baruch Shem was telling Yaakov. Why? Imach, because my name is with you. My name, Hashem Havaya, is with you 7 times. The Yosef is the gematria of 6 times 27. Short one Shem Havai. So Yosef has 6 days of the week. He's missing one day of the week that he doesn't have the Ribbono Shel Olam with him. What day of the week was that? Shabbos. Yosef was missing that one day. And it says that the Nisayon of Yosef, when Eishet Potiphar came and she wanted to be Mizana with Yosef, what day was it? It was on Shabbos. Thursday. Vayihi Hashem es Yosef. When the Pasuk says Vayihi Hashem es Yosef, it means is Vayihi Yudkei Vavkei es Yosef. The Ribbono Shel Olam came and added one Yudkei Vavkei to Yosef. Vayihi Ish Matzliach, and that's how he became Ish Matzliach. And because he was able to overcome Eishes Potiphar, because the Ribbono Shel Olam came to Shem Havaya with him on that 7th day of Shabbos. And he says, Ish is the Rosh HaTevis of Es Yom Shabbos. And that's how he was Matzliach. Paldege Ben Ishchai. The Moshe says, it says in the Pasuk, Lamed Tes Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayite in Tzav Beis, Asar Beis Yosef, Es Kol HaSirin HaShem Beis Asara, HaSoyhar, Beis Kol HaShem Shem Hu Ho Yosef. Zok the Ben Moshe. Yosef is a lashon of adding more. Yosef wasn't just worried about himself. Yosef cared about everyone around him. He cared about Klal Yisrael, he cared about his brothers, he cared about everyone. He himself is one level, but on top of the level, a greater level that Yosef had was a level of Yosef, of adding. He always wanted to accomplish more. Everything that they did, he did it as well. Yosef wanted everyone around him to also recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam. It wasn't just him. He wanted everyone to have a kesher. And again, as we said before, that's why Yosef cared so much about his brothers. And that's why he wanted to tell their father, not because he had any personal gaze, but because he wanted that everyone should be served their Ribbono Shel Olam properly. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, Asher Agev, a famous medrash, Asher Agev, Asher Shem Hashem Eftachoy, quoting a Pasuk in Tehillim, Zeh Yosef. And he didn't become a Baal Gaiva. Yosef was Betei Av Hashem. And then it's interesting that because Yosef didn't, it seems like he didn't, wasn't Betei Av Hashem, because he said, he tells the Sarah Mashkim that he should remember him, as we said. We know that Yosef sat in prison for 2 more years because he asked. The Marashim Bells says, why did he interpret the dream of the Sarah Mashkim, the Taif? The Gemara in Brachas tells us, however you interpret a dream, that's how it comes out. So why did Yosef interpret the Sarah Mashkim dream for good? He says it because Yosef saw the Sarah Mashkim was a good person. And Yosef was telling him fakir. Yosef wasn't telling him that you should remember me. That's not what he was saying. He wasn't saying that. It's an unbelievable shabbat, he says it. When it says in the Pasuk, Yudalot, Ki imzichatani itcha, kasha yita avloch, vasisi no imodi chesed, vizchatani aparvet zayi ben abayis ben abayis hazet. Pasuk shabbat is that Yosef was saying, when you get out of here, remember me, it'll be good for me when you go to Paroi, and you'll tell him that I was the one who gave it, I know how to interpret dreams, and he'll let me out also. Zok the Belzer Rebbe. The Pasuk is saying, Yosef is saying is, Ki imzichatani itcha, kasha yita avloch, I'm telling you in Eitzah Tova, if you're going to leave here prison and you're going to tell Paro that I'm a good guy and get me out, then it's going to be good for you. Not because he was scared he wasn't going to get out, because it was good for you. What does that mean? It says that why did the Sarah Mashkim, why did he wake up 2 years later? Why Taka did he wake up 2 years later? All of a sudden, next beginning of the next parasha, Sarah Mashkim wakes up. Why? He wanted to forget Jesus. Why did he remember? So Mepharshim explained he was scared for his life. Paro was desperate to find someone who could interpret his dreams. If the Sarah Mashkim was scared that if it would be found out later that he knew that there was a Yid, that Yosef, who was sitting in prison, languishing in prison, who knew how to interpret dreams, and he didn't say, it would chop off his head. Paro was desperate. Paro says, "Ooh, someone has to interpret my dream." He would have kept that secret, he would have chopped with it. And that's why he ultimately came. So Yosef was telling him, that he had to mention that he didn't have Eira. He says that it would be better for you if you right away let me out. You'll look better. He would have looked better right away. At that point, Sarah Mashkim didn't look good because he was really scared for his life. And one step further, Yosef was saying is, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to become the Melech. I'm going to become the Skan Melech. I'm going to become the number two person in Mitzrayim. And it doesn't say what happened to the Sarah Mashkim, but apparently Yosef didn't feel very kindly to the Sarah Mashkim and probably didn't treat him very well when he became the king. So what Yosef was telling him was, it's going to be good for you if you say right away, because I'll get out of prison. I'll have Akaras Atayf to you for getting me out of prison. And then I'll be good to you because I'm going to become the viceroy in Mitzrayim. But because he didn't, therefore he didn't. Therefore he didn't treat him nice at the end. The Rebbe Moshe says that this whole thing that Yosef, he did a chet ke'en, that he said that because he asked Zechatani, that he said is, you'll remember me, it's not really a chet. He says sometimes it uses the lashon of a chet, but it's not really a chet. So perhaps we can explain this pasuk. I didn't see this pshat anywhere, but perhaps it seems to fit in. The Sarah Mashkim didn't remember Yosef. And Yosef forgot him. Not partial pshat is Vayishka Chayu, and the Sarah Mashkim forgot Yosef. But that's verbose. That's saying the same thing again. I think maybe you could say pshat is Vayishka Chayu, and Yosef forgot him. What does that mean? It means that Yosef always had to talk to the Rebbeinu Shlom. He knew the Rebbeinu Shlom was going to get him out of this prison. He thought that B'derech HaTeva, it looks like the Sarah Mashkim is going to be the one who's going to get him out now. So he said, listen, it'll be in your best interest to let me out, to help me out now, so therefore it's kedai for you to go tell Paroi. And he didn't. So what happened? Yosef forgot him. He wasn't sitting there for 2 years saying, oh, I hope he's going to remember. He saw that the Sarah Mashkim is not his ticket out of here. The Rebbeinu Shalom has a different ticket for him, obviously. So he doesn't have to worry. And last night, it was very late at night. I wasn't sure if I read it accurately. So I looked at it again this morning, and it's accurate. That's what it says. I bought some sort of soda, seltzer, I don't know, some sort of sparkling ice. It says supposedly with vitamins and antioxidants, very healthy. So I decided to take a look at what it said on the side. And let me read it to you. It says, refrigerate after opening, period. And then it says, as in life, comma, chill for best results. I think that's the pshat over here. When a person, Yosef HaTzadik, as the Medrash says, is he was always one with their Rebbeinu Shalom. He was chilled. I don't know if they meant the same thing on the soda bottle, but he was chilled. He knew their Rebbeinu Shalom was running the world. Everything that happens is from their Rebbeinu Shalom. There's no reason to be scared. There's no reason to worry. When he told the Sarah Mashkim to remember me, he wasn't telling him for fear that he was going to get stuck here for longer. He's doing his ishtavlas. So he has to do that. But everything was chilled. And he was chilled. Even though the Sarah Mashkim forgot him, it didn't matter to him. He didn't say, oh my, how am I going to get out of here? This is a lesson that you take with us for upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, that the Chashminoim, how they, it says that the ratio of how many Chashminoim they were according to their enemies was just unbelievable, but they had this Ruach Hashem, Ruach Gvur, they believed the Rebbeinu Shalom, they knew the Rebbeinu Shalom was with us, and they didn't worry about anything, and they were chilled. Have a good Shabbos.